вы услышите запись. В заданиях обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. Now we are ready to start.
Times go so quickly. I can't believe that I will have been here for 5 years on Saturday.
That's a long time. Where did you live before that?
I lived in a small town about 150 miles from Perth, on the southwest coast of Australia, called Albany.
When you say small, how small do you mean?
Or about 12,000 people.
What is it like growing up somewhere that small?
Well, it has advantages. People tend to be more friendly in small towns. You seem to get to know more people. The pace of life is much slower. Everyone seems to have more time to talk, and generally the lifestyle is much more relaxed. On the other hand, small town life can be pretty boring. Obviously, you haven't got the same range of entertainments available as in the city. And unless you want to go into farming, you have to move elsewhere to look for a job.
So, farming is the main industry then?
Well, actually, no. There is a lot of sheep and cattle farming, and more recently a lot of people have started to grow potatoes. However, the town was first established as a whale base, and also there isn't any whaling today. Most people are still employed by the fishing industry.
What's the weather like?
In summer, you get some fairly days, but it gets very windy. In winter, I guess the average temperature is about 15 degrees Celsius, and it gets really windy, and it's very, very wet.
Sounds lovely. I can see why you are here.
Oh, come on, it's not all that bad. It's got a beautiful coastline and beautiful beaches. You can drive for about 45 miles and you will come to adversely deserted wide beaches. You can be the only person swimming there.
With that wind, I'm not surprised.
Don't be like that. We do get some good days. Anyway, where do you come from?
I come from a town called Watford, about 17 miles from the center of London.
Is it a big town?
Not really. It has a population of around 80,000-90,000, but the whole area is built up, so it's hard to say where Watford finishes and the other towns begin.
Do you enjoy living there?
Well, being so close to London has advantages. You get the latest films and music. There is also something going on, and there is such wide variety of different people and cultures that it is difficult to get bored. Of course, all this has its downside. The cost of living is very expensive, and most people cannot afford to go out very often. So although the entertainment is available, you have to have a lot of money to enjoy it. Another problem is, like most big cities, there is a lot of crime, and there are areas of London that are very dangerous.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the text again.
Times go so quickly. I can't believe that I will have been here for 5 years on Saturday.
That's a long time. Where did you live before that?
I lived in a small town about 150 miles from Perth, on the southwest coast of Australia, called Albany.
When you say small, how small do you mean?
Or about 12,000 people.
What is it like growing up somewhere that small?
Well, it has advantages. People tend to be more friendly in small towns. You seem to get to know more people. The pace of life is much slower. Everyone seems to have more time to talk, and generally the lifestyle is much more relaxed. On the other hand, small town life can be pretty boring. Obviously, you haven't got the same range of entertainments available as in the city. And unless you want to go into farming, you have to move elsewhere to look for a job.
So, farming is the main industry then?
Well, actually, no. There is a lot of sheep and cattle farming, and more recently a lot of people have started to grow potatoes. However, the town was first established as a whale base, and also there isn't any whaling today. Most people are still employed by the fishing industry.
What's the weather like?
In summer, you get some fairly days, but it gets very windy. In winter, I guess the average temperature is about 15 degrees Celsius, and it gets really windy, and it's very, very wet.
Sounds lovely. I can see why you are here.
Oh, come on, it's not all that bad. It's got a beautiful coastline and beautiful beaches. You can drive for about 45 miles and you will come to adversely deserted wide beaches. You can be the only person swimming there.
With that wind, I'm not surprised.
Don't be like that. We do get some good days. Anywhere, where do you come from?
I come from a town called Watford, about 17 miles from the center of London.
Is it a big town?
Not really. It has a population of around 80-90,000, but the whole area is built up, so it's hard to say where Watford finishes and the other towns begin.
Did you enjoy living there?
Well, being so close to London has advantages. You get the latest films and music, there is also something going on, and there is such wide variety of different people and cultures that it is difficult to get bored. Of course, all this has its downside. The cost of living is very expensive, and most people cannot afford to go out very often. So although the entertainment is available, you have to have a lot of money to enjoy it. Another problem is, like most big cities, there is a lot of crime, and there are areas of London that are very dangerous.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.